Pollution.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down, I will make you hurt. I wear this crown of thorns upon my liar's chair, full of broken thoughts I cannot repair. Beneath the stains.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be with you here today. I am your host, John, of Talk with John. Mondays and Tuesdays, 10 a.m. to noon, or not. Put another quarter in the jar. Saturdays, 3 to 5 Mountain Standard Time and 4 to 6 Central. You can tune in and join. You can tune in and join me here. So, I want to hit this. Let's see if I can find the article here. Forgive us. We're there's a couple things that are going on behind the scenes. Not a big deal, but threw me just a smidgen off. Just a smidgen off. I want to hit a little bit. We're going to play. I'm going to have Sam play the article from, or excuse me, the segment from the police officer that shot Ashley Babbitt. He has finally been named. Why is he finally named? Why is it finally coming out? And as soon as he's named, they are doing a full court press to make sure that you and I understand that he was supposed, that he was doing exactly what he should be doing. Why are, you know, the left has to keep on trying to demonize the right, and make January 6th the worst thing ever. Now, this is my opinion of January 6th. I don't know if it has been done every single presidential election when the College of the Electors meets and the not when the College of the Electors meet, but when the Congress certifies the Electoral College's results. I don't know if it's been closed and if it's always been closed. That is not one thing I've been able to find out throughout the history of the United States. But in my opinion, the Capitol building, that's the people's house. It's not a temple, unlike Nancy Pelosi says. It's a attack on our republic. She knows when to use the term republic and when it'll get her the most mileage. Otherwise, she calls it a democracy. It's an attack on our republic when they're voting to impeach Trump. It's an attack on a republic and our temple when it's January 6th when people are going through. Now, I agree that in a big way it was an attack. John Stadtmiller has told us on the airwaves that he watched a vehicle, a police vehicle, leading two other large vehicles. I believe they were buses. I want to say they were buses if they weren't vans, where non-looking Trump supporters hopped out and then started instigating the riot. John Stadtmiller saw it with his own eyes, folks. I know that we don't like to talk about InfoWars here, but I'm going to do this real quick. DOJ went after the InfoWars host, Owen Schroyer, this week, charging him with illegally entering a restricted area on the Capitol grounds. Now, he was on the Capitol grounds. There is no reason ever that those Capitol grounds should be shut down. It should never happen. Never happen. Definitely during the day. Now, if they want to say from, like, I don't know, midnight to 5 a.m. or 6 a.m., maybe. But even then, no, I'm sorry. There's no reason for it. But he illegally entered a restricted area on the Capitol grounds, disorderly conduct. Speaking into a bullhorn is disorderly conduct? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? So, during the January 6th rally, there's even video of Schroyer trying to stop the violence of the day. He's on a bullhorn telling people to knock it off. The problem for the DOJ is also that he was a journalist. So he's a journalist. He's doing this. Now, part of the problem for Schroyer is he got up in the middle of a hearing and didn't act like a journalist and called out Nadler. Now, I wish that was done more often. I'm glad he called out Nadler, called him a fraud, called him a, you know, I can't remember the exact words he used, but basically saying he was a fraud and that he was running a complete, I'm just going to keep my mouth shut. I'm not going to say the real words that I want to say. That man, Nadler, that turtle needs to be voted out of office, needs to be removed from office. The Judge and Schroyer case hit back hard at his hypocrisy. This is from Attorney General Merrick Garland, moved last month to limit Justice Department probes of journalists, is facing an early test from an unlikely source. A federal judge overseeing a criminal case against a talk show host in order made public Tuesday, U.S. Magistrate Judge Zia Fart, I'm not even going to try to say the last name, said prosecutors refused to answer on the record whether they had complied with the department's updated media policy when seeking a warrant to arrest the talk show host, Owen Schroyer, for his alleged involvement in the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. The events of January 6th were attacked on the foundation of our democracy, the judge wrote. Once again, they're using the word democracy. Ridiculous. We're a constitutionally limited republic. That's what we are. But this does not reveal the Department of Justice following its own guidelines written to preserve the very same democracy. That's his words. Prosecutors have provided enough evidence to warrant Schroyer being put on criminal trial, the judge wrote, but they wouldn't lay out their reasons for determining that Schroyer wasn't a member of the news media. The Department of Justice appears to believe that it is the sole enforcer of its regulations. The judge concluded, that leaves the court to wonder who watches the watchman. You know, I don't know if the judge has the authority to do this, but I would have said across the, I would have looked Owen Schroyer in the eye and I would have said, okay, do you want to announce a plea? Because I'm willing to rule on this right here, right now. And if you want to announce your plea, and if you want to waive your right to, if you want to ask for your right to a speedy trial. Right now, we will do a speedy trial. I will ask you real quick questions. I will do a judgment right here, right now. I'll give it in the next 2 minutes, and I won't even leave the room. Mr. Scheuer, let me tell you, I want you to give your plea. I'm going to say how you answer it, and then I'm going to find, and I would have said, I will find you not guilty. Say how you find and how you plea. Enter your plea. Not guilty, Your Honor. Okay, so we're holding the court right now. Boom, not guilty. That's what I would have done right then and there. Then it's been ruled. Prosecutor, you're up crick without a paddle, and they can't retry him. That's what I would have liked to have seen done. I'd love to see a judge do something along those lines. Now, I admit, my knowledge of tort law, of criminal proceed, quote-unquote, in courtroom proceedings, I don't know if that can be done. But I would have liked to have seen something like that done. But for the judge to say that he wonders who watches the watchman, why don't you dismiss the case with prejudice? That I don't understand. So, we've got enough time to play this clip. So, Sam, if you're there, I'd like to play the clip from NBC that I sent over to you. It was in a link in the Gateway Pundit. It's a clip that has the policeman finally removing his cap, as it were, the veil being pulled away from that. And let's play that, if you would, Sam.
Your name has been battered about on the internet, but you've never been officially publicly identified. Do you want to tell us who you are?
My name is Michael Byrd. I'm a lieutenant for the United States Capitol Police.
For months, he has lived in hiding, he says, over this moment. His decision to use deadly force against a rioter as she climbed through a barricaded door that leads to the House chamber. In the months since, he's been the target of threats.
Can you give us the nature of some of those threats?
They talked about, you know, killing me, cutting off my head, very vicious and cruel things.
Racist things?
There were some racist attacks.
Sam, let's see if he uses the term lynching. I'll be interested if that is said. Why are they calling it racist? I don't think he's had the only racist things that have been said about him. Well, what has he worn? What shirt has he worn? What color was it? What group did it represent? All right, let's continue, Sam.
Attacks as well. It's all disheartening because I know I was doing my job.
Given the nature of the threats that you describe, do you have any concern about showing your face and identifying yourself?
Of course I do. That is a very vital point. And it's something that is frightening. I believe I showed the utmost courage on January 6th, and it's time for me to do that now.
Responsible that day for securing...
Hold on for a second. You showed great courage? Brother, you have been drinking the liberal Kool-Aid. You've been sucking that blue Kool-Aid down way too much, brother. That's been a spiked Kool-Aid. It was real courageous for you to shoot an unarmed woman that was supposedly coming through a broken door. You could have tackled her. She weighs 130 pounds, brother. Sir, you are a not small. Now, I'm not calling you a fat man, not calling you morbidly obese, not calling you overweight. But it looks like it's not like you've never seen the weight pile. I bet you're part of the Iron Brotherhood. I'll bet you bench press somewhere in the neighborhood of 300 pounds. That's what my instincts tell me. All right, continue, Sam.
During the House chambers, Byrd couldn't see what Americans were witnessing on their TVs, but he could hear it in the pleas from other officers.
Were you afraid that day?
I was very afraid.
What are you hearing on your radio?
I'm hearing about the breaches of different barricaded areas, officers being overrun, officers being down.
Did you ever hear a call or a report of shots fired during any of this?
As a matter of fact, I did. There was reports of shots fired through the house main door onto the floor of the chamber.
Later, those reports would prove to be false. This video captures Byrd instructing members of Congress to don gas masks.
We had a disbursement of tear gas in the rotunda. Please be advised, there are masks under your seats.
He says officers barricaded the door, what he considered the last line of defense.
I had been yelling and screaming as loud as I was, please stop, get back, stop. We had our weapons drawn.
Okay, hold on, pause it there. So, from what we're able to see on TV, I can't totally disprove what he's saying, but no one has come out in support of that position. No one. And it's kind of funny how John Sullivan was right next to Ashley Babbitt with a CNN camera on that. Some red flags and some questions are raised in my head. I'm kind of curious why this isn't happening on CNN. Yeah, let's continue.
We had our weapons drawn.
There's a gun! There's a gun!
Byrd, only his hand and gun visible, targeted a figure trying to climb through a window. He fired a single, fatal shot, hitting Ashley Babbitt. She was 35 years old, an Air Force veteran, Trump supporter, and QAnon follower.
We see your arm out there for a considerable amount of time. Were you wavering?
I was taking a tactical stance. You're ultimately hoping that your commands will be complied with, and unfortunately, they were not.
When you fired, what could you see? Where were you aiming?
You're taught to aim for center mass. The subject was sideways, and I could not see her full motion of her hands or anything. So I guess her movement, you know, caused the discharge to fall where it did.
And what did you think this individual was doing at that moment?
She was posing a threat to United States House of Representatives.
But an attorney for Ashley Babbitt's family disputes that.
Let's pause it there. She was posing a threat to the United States House of Representatives. I think he was specifically instructed. I believe he was given instructions on statements to use. My guess is he's probably had training on this from the Capitol Police, from attorneys. This man is receiving plenty. Let's flip the races here. Let's flip the individuals. That was a white woman shooting a black man. Ashley Babbitt's name wouldn't have been known that same day, and his name would have been along the names of George Floyd and others that would have been held up. I like Jason Whitlock's statements on these, on George Floyd. And, you know, his statement is, why are we holding up that an individual that no mother would have wanted their children to interact with before he was killed? I guarantee you, if those individuals were to flip places and the black man was shot, I'm wondering if it was racist. I wonder if he was racist. We know that he is a Black Lives Matter supporter. Kind of makes me wonder. It's been reported many times in the news that I even believe it was reported in the news that he had in his social media Black Lives Matter t-shirts. I really wonder what's going on here. Let's continue to play it. Hopefully we can get it in before the next break. Continue. Never mind. We won't. Let's finish it out on the other side of this break.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I remember when I lost my mind.
All right, this is Talk with John here on Saturdays on Republic Broadcasting Network. Now, we do have open lines. It's 512-248-8252, 512-248-8252. Feel free to call in, add your thoughts on this topic. I'm also going to be touching on some other articles, so feel free to call in, comment. But let's continue. So right now we have the video, or at least the clip from NBC News, where Michael Byrd has now come out, and he's being held as a hero for shooting an unarmed Ashley Babbitt. I've been informed that whenever a black man is shot by an unarmed black man, or any black man is shot by a police officer, I've been well informed that that's a racist act. So it's a good thing it wasn't a white individual shooting a black man, because, that'd be automatically be racist. Let's continue, Michael. Or Sam, sorry.
Our request for a comment, but in a previous statement said Babbitt was not brandishing a weapon, not in close proximity to members of Congress, and was not an imminent threat of death or serious injury to anyone.
Her family points out that she was not armed.
That's correct.
The fact that you weren't aware whether she was armed or not, did that alter the decision making?
It did not.
What should we make of the fact that there were other officers in other potentially life-threatening situations who didn't use their service weapons that day?
I'm sure it was a terrifying situation. I can only control my reaction, my training, my level of expertise. That would be upon them to speak for themselves.
Former President Trump has talked about you and this incident. He says she was murdered. What does it feel like to hear that from a former president?
Well, it's disheartening. If he was in the room or anywhere and I'm responsible for him, I was prepared to do the same thing for him and his family.
Would you have his back today if you were so assigned?
I sure would, because it's my job.
As I said, your name has been on the internet for some time.
I'm pretty sure it's been reported in the news that he made some very unflattering comments about Donald Trump. I love how this reporter for NBC is not doing anything to challenge any of his comments. This is definitely a puff piece. Let's continue it. But I think this is important that we hear, folks.
I said your name has been on the internet for some time in an unofficial way. A lot of rumors, a lot of accusations, one of which is that you had some sort of political motive. You were a political operative.
I do my job for Republican, for Democrat, for white, for black, red, blue, green.
A few years ago, you were investigated for leaving your service weapon in a bathroom.
Yes.
And that's been brought up by those who were questioning your competency.
Yeah.
Do you want to respond to that?
Sure. It was a terrible mistake. I acknowledged it. I owned up to it. I accepted the responsibility. I was penalized for it. And I moved on.
Multiple investigations have now upheld Byrd's actions on January 6th.
Capitol Police in their press release after exonerating you said your actions potentially saved members and staff from serious injury and possible death. What was it like to hear those words, to see those words?
Those words meant a lot because that's exactly what I did on that day. That was
so
my mission.
Michael Byrd shot Ashley Babbitt. Who was he protecting? Were there any members of Congress anywhere close by? Not real close. If I'm just going to say, let's switch these two individuals and put them, let's do the mirror image. Let's say Michael Byrd is a multi, let's just leave him as he is, former cop. And Ashley Babbitt shoots him. And let's say that this happens to be a Black Lives Matter event. How is this going to be handled? Lester Holtz brings up that he left his service revolver in a bathroom. Who cares? I mean, bad. But when he lightly brings up, there's those that question that this was politically motivated. Because of what's on your social media, sir, Mr. Byrd, what's on your social media? Now, Lester Holt does a great job. See, this is where the mainstream media news is. They hold themselves up as being bastions of perfection. They're not bringing up the real story. Okay, let's continue, Sam. Sam? Okay.
What I prepared for? And it's rewarding and refreshing to hear that.
Lieutenant Byrd says he still loves his job and looks forward to returning to it.
Mr. Byrd, I'd like to put on trial. This needs to go to trial.
La, la, la. Ah! La, la, la. the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having. And I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
I think you're crazy.
Republic Broadcasting Network, this is Talk with John. So I'm going to throw in here one more piece from, this is from our esteemed representative, Cori Bush. Just a couple weeks ago, Cori Bush had a couple sheriffs who were bodyguards that were let go from the sheriff's department because they weren't following protocol. Let's play this piece. This all plays together. It's the narrative that the right is evil. Let's play it.
Congressman, before we let you go, let me ask you about something else aside from the moratorium. You faced some criticism in recent weeks over your push to defund the police. Campaign records show that you spent roughly $70,000 on private security, and some critics say that move is hypocritical. What's your response to those critics?
They would rather I die? You would rather me die? Is that what you want to see? You want to see me die?
you know, because that could be the alternative. So either I spent $70,000 on private security over the last few months, and I'm here standing now and able to speak, able to help save 11 million people from being evicted, or I could possibly have a death attempt on my life.
Real quickly, $70,000. Ma'am, I think you only make about $170,000 as a congresswoman. Wonder where that money's coming from. One, two, no, nobody would rather you die. But the bottom line is you don't need that level of security. Guarantee you, you don't need it. Not from your implying who you're trying to imply you need it from. Guarantee you, you don't need that level of security. This is the narrative that has been given, that those who are conservatives, those who are lovers of the Constitution, are evil, are trying to destroy America. Vaccine deniers, they're trying to kill grandma. And the bottom line is, it's wrong. It's evil. And the Marxists are winning. So many people get on here on these networks and love to get into the letter of the law, bring up parts of the law, and go way down the rabbit hole on it. And God bless them because they're knowledgeable. But the bottom line is, it's not the law that drives. It's so what drives where we're at? Is it culture drives politics or politics drives culture? I'm going to say it's culture drives politics. And we need to stand up and we need to say no. We need to hold our publicly elected public officials accountable. And we need to tell them, no, you're wrong. Don't do it. Cori Bush, everyone that cares for the Constitution needs to turn out, needs to vote her out of office. She's got a little over a year to remain on office. Let's get her voted out. Let's remove her from her office the very constitutional, legal way. Let's get her out of there. Let's remove her from that seat. Let's get someone else in. She, that's what we need to focus on, folks, and that's why I so much bring up these type of things. Is it's culture drives politics, and the mainstream media, that's why you need to support Republic Broadcasting. That's why you need to support people like Steve Elkins, John Stadmiller, and the rest of the Republic Broadcasting Network. I don't care, you don't need to support me. I don't need to be here. I don't need to do this. I could be with my family, enjoying my Saturdays. But I see this as a very important thing because John Stettmiller has asked me to do it. So I'm going to ask you to donate. I want to bring up something a little bit about RBN. So I've been in the broadcasting world a little bit. I've been, until recently, I was never behind a mic. I was the guy that sold advertising. And the most difficult advertising there is for conservative radio stations. The most difficult advertising there is to sell is that. Now, if it's sports talk, it's real easy. If it's regular hip-hop, top 40, stuff like that, not as easy. But Friday night show, John mentioned, I believe the number he gave was $11,500 a month, roughly is what it takes to run this network. How he can do it on that shoestring budget, I have no idea. That shocked me when I heard that number. That is amazing. He is using every... Folks, see the money you give to Republic Broadcasting. Call him up. Call 512-248-8252. Talk to me for a minute. And make a donation as well. Call Sam, call Mike, whomever answers the phone. And take that donation because the bottom line is you're not going to have this here long if we can't pay the bills. than $11,500 a month, that's not a lot of money. Not from everyone that's listening. If everybody that's listening right now to me called in, paid $5, we'd be a long way there. Now, some of you probably already do. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. I know of at least one listener that contributes about $150 every couple of months. That's a big deal. People have signed up for Front Sight and helped us out doing that and helped themselves. Visitor advertisers, please go to them as well, because that's who, with you, who keeps us on air. And $11,500, it's not very much, folks, if we'll just donate $5, $10 a month. You know, many of you, I'm sure, can do $100 a month. Not all. But there's a number of you out there. And if you can't do any, just continue to tell people about Republic Broadcasting. Send someone a link. Send someone a link to any of the different shows and say, hey, this is some great information. Listen at this minute mark and help us grow this network, because it's the bulwark. It's the bulwark. It will keep those evil ones away. It will keep the Marxists away. So let's drive the culture. Let's drive the culture so it will wind up start driving politics. Okay. Sam, there is another clip. This is a this next clip that I'm going to have played is a professor who happens to be an attorney as well coming out. I think there is a significant chance he could actually wind up losing his position. And I'm trying to see, it's a law professor that refuses to mask up, and I love it. So we probably are only going to play just a couple of minutes of this, but this is LouRockwell.com. and Sam, if you would, let's play it.
Well, let's get to work. As you can see, I'm not wearing a mask.
Oh, let's hit the pause button right here. So there's a student that's he's walking up around the front of the classroom. It's got your standard magic marker boards, and there's a student with a laptop up in front of him, and the student has a mask on. So it's pretty obvious, and it seems like the group that he's talking to probably is mostly masked, if not all masked. Okay, let's continue it, Sam.
You're 6 feet away from us.
No, because I haven't lost my mind. That's why. I will not wear a mask. Many of you have heard about the policy mandating that you take an experimental drug vaccine. I will not take an experimental drug. It will not happen. If I don't take it, I have to be subject to invasive testing. I will not be a lab rat because I haven't lost my mind. So right now, if you're feeling uneasy, don't. There's only one person in this room that can possibly get in trouble, and it's none of you. Okay? Whether you want to wear a mask in my class is between you and God. That's your conscience. And if you want to report to my department head or the business college dean because you don't feel safe, feel free to do so. I will make available this class through online, or you can attend by Zoom if we get there. But you sign up for a face-to-face class, and I'm going to teach a face-to-face class. I just won this award, it's in my briefcase, for a teaching excellence award. I'm supposed to be the best of the best that the business college has to offer. I did not collect that award yesterday and get the honor to because I will not wear a mask. I will not get the jab. I will not be subject to invasive testing. Now, here's why. Everyone that takes my class will come out of here knowing one thing. You will learn how to think. And apparently, thinking is in short supply these days. If you think, and you're on Facebook, and you voice an unpopular opinion, what happens to you? You're taken down. If you voice an unpopular opinion on Twitter, what happens? You're taken down. Same thing with YouTube. These numbers don't make a whole lot of sense to you. They're about to.
All right, let's go ahead and pause.
United Kingdom.
So, Steve Elkins may cover this more, and these are he goes out to give numbers that we've heard all throughout this plandemic. And so the reason why I'm playing him, one man standing up for his principles. I love how he said this is between you and God. That's another thing we need to invoke, brothers and sisters, during this fight, my fellow patriots. My fellow liberty-minded folks, we need to invoke the power and the authority of the Almighty in this. The God of this land, as the founders saw it, it's in Article 7 of the Constitution, the Lord of this land, the God of this land, the King of this land, is Jesus Christ. And when we invoke his name and the reasons why we don't do certain things, or we do certain things, that has power, folks. We need to remind one another of that. We need to remind one another of who we are and why we do what we do. Let's get to a few other things that I want to hit. I'm going to give out some numbers for... So we're in a process of ferreting out the truth, I think, on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm going to be... I might be a little bit of a contrarian to Steve Elkins. So I'm trying to figure out what the truth is. Is this jab legal or is it not? Also, I really would love to hear from the audience because I really haven't heard it. Your thoughts on pulling out of Afghanistan. So the on-air line is 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252. Anyone out there want to talk about either of those two issues? So I'm going to give this out. I'm going to read this article from World Affairs Brief. Just minutes after the FDA announced, Pentagon spokesperson John Kirby announced Monday that the military is now requiring soldiers to get the jab under threat of court-martial. Now that the Pfizer vaccine has become approved, the Defense Department is prepared to issue new guidelines requiring all service members to be vaccinated. New York announced the State Department of Education is also requiring nearly 150,000 employees and all students to get their shot with no opt-out option. Liberals like Washington Post columnist Jennifer Rubin and CNN's Max Boot also celebrated the FDA's approval of the jab, and the vaccine mandates come with the mantra, no more excuses. I guarantee you that's going to be an ongoing mantra. Los Angeles also announced vaccine mandates for its 60,000 city workers, including police and firefighters. I look forward to a number of people saying no. It would be awesome if in the military that you had somewhere in the neighborhood, we're hearing somewhere in the neighborhood of over half of the military is unvaccinated. If they'd hold strong, it's not going to work out too well for them. Not going to work out too well. And I would love to see that happen. All right, so this is from John Rappaport. So this is from John Rappaport, and this is kind of the other side of the fence. I don't know if the FDA approval is real, if it's not truly an FDA approval, or it is. So this, let's reach out, let's listen to John Rappaport, because I think he does a pretty good job with this. There was a rash of internet claims this week claiming that the Pfizer vaccine wasn't really approved because of the letter from the FDA saying its emergency use authorization status is still in force. But that was only because the full approval was for the vaccine's use that would be for all people 16 and older. The UEA provision is still in place when it is used to give the vaccines to 12 and 15-year-olds, for which there is no full approval. And this is from John Rappaport again. Some people believe, we'll finish up this article on the other side, and you've got about 5 minutes to call in and give your comments, folks, if you'd like to. Otherwise, I will finish out the show with this point.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Republic Broadcasting Network, this is John, A Talk with John. Here Saturdays from 3 to 5 Mountain Standard and 4 to 6 Central. You can tune in and join me here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Call in, donate. I'd appreciate that if you would. That's huge. We could definitely use it to keep these the different hosts that we have on. They're a bunch of great men and women. I'm not necessarily throwing myself in that same range. I mean, yeah, definitely not throwing myself in that same group with them, but we've got a great bunch of hosts. So I'm going to continue on with this article from John Rappaport. So some people believe they can make an argument that the FDA didn't actually give full approval to the Pfizer vaccine on August 23rd. Therefore, those people can refuse the vaccine on the grounds that it is still experimental, meaning it has only been granted emergency use authorization. Now, it still is emergency use authorization for people 12 to 15, but 16 and over, his statement earlier in the article was that's not the case. The first FDA document I'll reference is, and this is John Rappaport, Comirnaty and Pfizer biotech COVID-19 vaccine dated August 23rd. The FDA approved means full approval. The FDA has fully approved the Pfizer BioNTech COVID vaccine, and this vaccine will now be marketed as a Comirnaty vaccine. The same are vaccines, medically speaking, and the ingredients are the same. And then it goes on to say that it doesn't list a full list of ingredients, and it doesn't have to for a total of 14 days for it to be fully approved. So let's go ahead and go to a caller. We've got a caller. I saw that there was something come through on Skype as I was reading, but let's get to the caller. Let's see. I believe in Nevada. Scott in Nevada, what's on your mind?
Oh, hello. Well, you were inviting comments. You were talking about two things, COVID and Afghanistan. So let's do Afghanistan first. Now, of course, we never should have been there in the first place. But if you go to sue the government, the court will presume that the government acted properly, right? And then you have to overcome that presumption. So the way to look at this mess in Afghanistan, they planned it this way. This is what they wanted. This is the outcome they wanted. And they have to overcome that presumption. So much for what's going on in Afghanistan. Going over to COVID, San Francisco said, it's a board of supervisors, said you got to have a vaccine, proof of vaccine to go into a bar, restaurant, that sort of thing. So I go to the board of supervisors website, and I just wanted to see their faces and what these guys look like. And I see this link to the public health department. And so I go there, and then they have this COVID data, you know, cases and deaths. So they're saying they had 45,000 something cases and 580 something deaths. So if you do the math on that, it's a 99.987% recovery rate. This is hardly the Black Plague or anything. So anyway, absolutely. And going over to Pfizer, the one they approved is not yet available. That's what I got from True News. They went over that very well. I'll get off the air.
Well, unfortunately, I would have liked to have talked to you more about Afghanistan. Bottom line is, you're right, we shouldn't have been there. We should take probably just a little bit more time pulling out. We should have waited till the winter. That's my statement. That's it for my show. Thank you so much, folks. It's been Talk with John.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT.